In 2012, two friends in their 20s made a brave decision. They left their jobs as graphic designers for an American magazine to open their own printing business. Then a third friend decided to join them because the idea seemed just too good to be true. The three young artists are now using traditional printing methods and machinery to create modern designs for their business. The business, called Typecase Industries, serves the Washington, D.C. area. The company uses a 360-kilogram Platen letterpress machine to make its creative designs. The letterpress is nearly 100 years old and lacks a motor. That means artist Emily Dwenlin has to use pressure from her foot to add the design to the paper.
We print mostly coasters on it, and you know, when we first started doing orders, it was 100. When you get up to 1,000 or 2,000 or 3,000 coasters, it's a lot of work.
Emily Dwenlin and Stephanie Hess are co-owners of Typecase Industries. Their company has three letterpress machines. None of these machines are made anymore. The Vander Cook 4, for example, was first manufactured in 1935 and produced for about 30 years. Everything at Typecase Industries is done by hand. Workers mix the colors, feed paper into the machines, add oil to the letterpress, and clean it. But why choose to work with old machines? Why not just print from a computer? Stephanie Hess says she likes the older equipment.
It just offers a very different service than digital does now. And, you know, for me, it really goes back to the tactile quality of being able to, like, you know, feel the paper and feel what you're printing and what you're making. And so it kind of makes you really get outside of your comfort zone because you're working in a different capacity. You know, it's not a computer screen. There's no undo button.
Alessandra Echeverry is also with the company. She says she enjoyed taking the old printing presses and giving them a new purpose.
First, we had to learn how to use the machine, which was a different style than we were taught in school. It gives you a high level of appreciation for craftsmanship and mechanics and stuff that is usually outside of the realm of fine art. It's a new world. And then once you understand how it works, how it prints, and what's best, what looks best on it, then you start to like design specifically for that.
She says learning how to operate an old machine and repair it if necessary was not the most difficult part of the job.
I would say it's been learning how business works versus how creating art works. We didn't know much about, you know, business practices particularly, so that's been the biggest learning curve.
But Emily Dwenlin says they learned.
It's a total dream come true, being able to own your own business. Set your own schedule. All of the work is personal. We try to keep everything that we do very hands-on, very intimate with our clients.
Typecase Industries serves both businesses and individuals. It has produced everything from restaurant menus and colorful posters to business cards. The goal is to create something that makes the clients happy. That is what happened when Ann Hahn and Joshua Garcia went to Typecase Industries. The two were busy making plans to get married and asked the company to design their wedding invitations.
I knew that my style tended more towards like the vintage kind. I love the letterpress designs. I love feeling like the texture on the invitations.
As the three friends learn more about their repurposed machines, they are using the old technology to create new designs and business success. I'm Mario Ritter. Words in this story: brave, verb, having no fear. Business, noun, one's work, buying and selling to earn money, trade. modern, adjective, of the present or very recent time, the most improved. Company, noun, a business organized for trade, industrial, or other purposes. Now it's your turn to use these words in the story. In the comments section, write a sentence using one of these words, and we will provide feedback on your use of vocabulary and grammar.